Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in the Orleans Parish?
Yes, I am.
And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Interested.
Thank you. Is that very interested or somewhat interested?
I guess I would have to say various.
Thank you so much. Do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
African-American.
Thank you. Thinking about the conditions of the New Orleans public schools buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings.
I guess satisfied, because most of the buildings are now new buildings, so.
Okay, thank you. Is that very or somewhat?
I guess somewhat, because most of them are new.
Okay. Do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
What are the choices again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, very, somewhat, a little, or not at all important?
I guess I would, well, see, really I would say important, but not necessarily very important, but I would say important. So I, but more than somewhat, but I guess I'd have to say somewhat.
Okay, thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence? Some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
No confidence at all.
And if the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote against it.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. So maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
I would have to lean more to number two, but I probably wouldn't use that verbiage, but probably number two.
Okay. Thank you. So voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you will be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools, where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. So the first one will be learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. How influenced would you be? Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
Okay. Learning that public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Is that strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced?
Not at all influenced.
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced?
What do you mean when you say, when you make that statement, what are you saying? That am I aware, or I'm not sure if I understand the question.
Yeah, so for each of the following, tell me how influenced you'll be to support a 20-year millage renewal. So
somewhat. I guess it would be somewhat. I guess the problem I'm having with the questions that you're asking, they're kind of vague in that it's more to it for me than that. because the reason I'm vague with it is because the schools, you have more, you don't have enough students for all the schools that we're rebuilding. So I guess that's why I'm not in favor of adding more money for, mm-hmm. for schools that don't have any children in them. So I think that's where I'm kind of vague in answering you with the answers that are offered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for this option, you'd be somewhat influenced, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, what about learning that the owner of a $2,7500 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage? Would you be strongly influenced somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, is that strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any more money available to maintain and preserve them. Would this make
you understand that? But it doesn't change my opinion. Strongly, I guess I strongly influence.
Okay, thank you. And learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. Strongly influenced somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all. It should be not at all for the one before that. I apologize.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm a former teacher, so I understand all of this. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So now that we talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote against it.
Okay, thank you. So as we conclude the survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of child enrolled in New Orleans Public School?
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
No. No. Okay. So stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61
to 60. 50 to 60.
Okay, thank you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school.
College graduate.
Do you own or rent your home?
Own the home.
Awesome. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for taking the time. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.